to figure out how to start this off, talk to the team afterwards and have a chance to visit with them for a minute. And obviously, they're down. Frustrated, maybe is not the right word. As a staff, we had a really good week of preparation. We had a really good week of practice. And then, obviously, performed very, very poorly. And we had a great meetings at the hotel, and nobody really wants to hear that. It's time to produce some results and time to go carry over what we've done and work for the last few months, and we've got to find a way to get it done on the field. And we came up short and both sides of the ball. Didn't get anything going offensively, obviously, and then defensively jumped out 14-0 and couldn't get off the field on third downs there early on. So not a very good performance. And the thing that our challenge and mine is, you look at it, it's game three of the season. You've got an opportunity to still do something. We're somewhat healthy. Had a couple guys miss today, but somewhat healthy. And we've got obviously a great team coming in here next Saturday. So we get to work tonight and got to find a way. I got to find a way to get us better.
Barry, was there early on, a lack of energy? Did you sense anything coming out or the first quarter?
I don't know. I didn't sense that, in the locker room, Gabe, and our final meeting at the hotel. Everything felt and looked and smelled right, So we obviously didn't execute very good early on, and on either side of the ball.
What's the status of Emmanuel Holland? He left the game after being hit early in the first half. Then looked like he came back with a little brace on his arm or his shoulder or something.
Like that. They're evaluating his right shoulder. I don't know his status yet. I'll get it later tonight. I think it's right shoulder. Yeah.
On Crockett, was he healthy? And if so, why did he not start?
I don't think he's 100%, but he's close to it, and I don't know. We didn't have much room to run up front. It didn't matter what back was in there, so we've got to be well enough on the line of scrimmage and point of attack to find a way to run the football.
Barry, obviously you're going to put all your thought and heart into this, but how do you get at just trying to regroup after a game like this?
I'm going to lean on our staff, and I'm going to lean on the leaders of this team, and we've got decisions to make of what we're going to be. And like I've done since I've been the head coach, is have very frank and honest and open discussions. And sometimes they're really hard to do when you deal in truth and fact and honesty, but it's where we're at, and we got to do a better job.
When you lose, when you lose in that fashion, no, you're not really excited about the way you played, really in any aspect, in any area. So kind of look at it through a different lens, here in the next few minutes, on through the night, kind of make some evaluations from there.
Very much surprised you're to see what the offense has done the last couple of weeks. Is there any signs of this in camp or anything like that?
No. Well, this, they've obviously when you don't go get a first down, you find out what's the breakdown, and this hadn't been very good. And that's, I'm surprised by it.
Did Josh coach upstairs today?
Second half, he went upstairs to see if he could see a little bit better on some things we were missing on. First half, he was downstairs.
Any positives to take away from this game from your first reaction to it?
I'm sorry?
Are there any positives you can take away from this game from your first
reaction? The group in the locker room was affected by it, obviously. I'm glad they weren't just, running around high-fiving, So they're stung pretty good. So we'll have to regroup and build on it, find out where we're going from here.
You've mentioned the leadership on this team a lot. Are you confident that whether you'll say specifically who it is, but that there's somebody that can drag this team up?
Yeah, I'm confident. Those guys have invested a whole lot into this program, and I'm
I'm confident that, that they're going to keep on leading.
How hard is it on the team to kind of see the student section file out?
I don't have any idea. I mean, I'm really thankful for when we walked into the stadium, whatever many was there. I'm thankful for those fans that showed up. I'm thankful for their support. And, you know, we go and win games and there'll be more fans. So if we don't, there won't. So I'm thankful for the fans that were there.
How do your guys need to react to this game?
Well, I mean, we're going to coach them hard, and we've got to make sure that we find a way. There's a perfect balance there on, you know, making corrections and getting better and being able to execute. But really, I mean, we practiced really well last week. That performance obviously didn't look anything like what I thought we were going to get today.
Is it a confidence issue with the players?
Maybe so. I mean, I got to evaluate a bunch of things. So, we shouldn't be. That's because we got a lot of really good players, and so we got to get it figured out.